You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
Welcome to Volunteer Centre Camden's Volunteering Is. We help you find ways to give and gain through volunteering in Camden.
This is a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
Hello from Volunteer Centre Camden's October Volunteering Fair at the Welcome Collection. I'm with Frances Connolly from Communities and Third Sector Team at Camden Council. Frances, why are you at the fair tonight?
Well, I'm here for two reasons. I just wanted to come and see what the fair was like because it sounded really good and it's a nice venue as well and the Welcome Collection. So well done to the Volunteer Centre for putting on an evening fair here. And the other reason I was here was because I wanted to promote the Camden 50 Volunteering Awards, which are being organised by Camden Council. And the aim of the awards is to find 10 exceptional volunteers to thank them on behalf of all the volunteers in the borough, but we can't actually kind of fit them all into the town hall for the volunteering celebration. So we'd like organisations or individuals to nominate people that they think are a brilliant volunteer, and then hopefully they will be up for an award and they can come along to the volunteering awards ceremony, which is going to be in November.
Where can people find out more about this?
All they have to do is Google Camden 50 Volunteering Awards. It will come up.
Frances, thank you very much indeed. So, Kate from Silverline, just setting up. Kate, what are you hoping to get out of this evening?
Well, we are Silverline, so we are coming here today to raise awareness of our work we do supporting older people across the country, providing friendship and social contact. And today we are hoping to raise awareness and bring some volunteers on board to help us with our telephone befriending and our fundraising events.
People who haven't attended, how can they find out more?
Quite easily. All the information is available on our website, which is www.thesilverline.org.uk. There are volunteer application forms on there, as well as information about the services we run. And you can also contact us on our free phone helpline, which is 0800 470 8090.
Thank you very much indeed, and good luck.
Thank you.
My name is Maddalena. What we got this evening is basically information how the program works and how we could help. And that's basically what we came here for. So we're...
My name is Soledad. I think we can match some of the organizations. So, yeah, we are really happy.
What are some of the organizations you've looked at, well, as well as the Youth Offending Service?
Yeah, well, this one particular, because it works with young people, and we think we can help in that area more than in another area. So that is why we approached this one.
So Kate and Feli at the Youth Offending Service, was it worthwhile coming tonight?
It's been really, really useful for us. It's the first time we've been to this event, and actually, although there hadn't been a huge amount of people here, we've had an awful lot of interest, and we've got some really good class, you know, good quality volunteers. It's been really good for us.
It's Peter Lush from Training Link. What was worthwhile about coming to the fair tonight for you?
Well, first of all, we did meet three or four potential volunteers, which is always useful, particularly for our adult literacy project. The other thing I always use the volunteering fairs for is networking. I always like to meet other groups. They may want to use our room for meetings. Also, we may be able to do some joint work with them. It's also good to know what's going on in the community, because we may want to refer someone to one of their services. They may want to refer someone to us. I've met people from a service for the elderly tonight, a children's hospice, a youth offending team, and it's been very useful.
Pete, you're a Volunteer Centre Camden matchmaker. What are you doing this evening?
Well, this evening, my role is to meet people who've come along with a view to volunteering. I sit down, I interview them, and try to find out exactly what the areas it is that they're interested in doing. And from that, we see if we can match them up with voluntary organisations in Camden which offer that kind of role. people volunteer for a huge variety of reasons. So, for example, it may be the case that somebody's been out of employment for some time because they've been raising a family, or maybe they've been in full-time education and are lacking some various skills, maybe in IT, maybe in administration, whatever it may be, and they're looking to actually gain a little bit of experience in that field before applying for a full-time position. Some people want to volunteer because they actually want to give something back to the community, you know, because they feel that they've got lots of skills that they can pass on to others and other people will benefit from that. It's also the case that a lot of people who have retired or semi-retired who actually want a bit of structure to their life, a bit of focus for them to concentrate on, are more than happy to do a little bit of volunteering on a weekly basis, again, to help others and to help organisations based in the area, which is for the benefit of everybody in Camden.
What kind of roles are available in Camden?
Surprisingly, there's a very large number of roles available in Camden, which cover a huge gambit of different skills that organisations are looking for. So it could be anything from helping to clear, say, a derelict piece of land or the canal bank. So if people want to be involved in outdoor work and do some physical activity, there's also opportunities for people to become involved in administration or reception duties for organisations. And one of the most popular ones is actually working in a number of the charity shops, which only exists because the volunteers are prepared to go in and help them out.
How did you find out about your role, matchmaking role?
Well, interestingly, I actually came across this role by coming along, like tonight, to a voluntary fair. And when I got talking to people, and I realised that Camden Voluntary Centre were actually looking for people themselves as opposed to just other organisations. And I thought it was an interesting organisation. The people seemed lovely. They've been very welcoming. And so I've been volunteering for VCC now for the last 3 months.
What's your time commitment?
Personally, my time commitment is 1 day a week. That's not entirely cast in stone because, like tonight, we're at an evening event, and occasionally there will be a need to come into the office to attend training sessions, for example. However, because I've got other commitments in my life, like many people in London, it's all busy, 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 in that, but I can find roughly a day. But people can volunteer for as long or as short as they like. I mean, normally we'd expect a minimum commitment of 4 hours per week. But if they want to do more, then again, many organisations would be more than happy to see them.
What impact do you think that volunteering has in Camden?
Personally, I think it has a huge impact. And the reason for that is because many of the third sector and charitable organisations in Camden are only able to operate because of the commitment and time given to them freely by volunteers. And I think it also has quite an incredible effect in that it gives people a sense of placement, a sense of empowerment to a degree. It actually makes them feel part of the community.
Pete, thank you very much indeed.
You're very welcome.
If you'd like to find out about other ways to volunteer or your organisation looking for volunteers, visit Volunteer Centre Camden's website on volunteercentrecamden.org.uk, which also has details of our monthly volunteering fairs. Or you can arrange a one-to-one meet-up by ringing us on 020 7424 9990. Or why not email us at info@volunteercentrecamden.co.uk. Thank you for listening, and do get in touch to tell us your volunteering stories.